Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Westchester on the Level with your host, Hezzy Eris.
Good morning, everyone. Guess what? It's Thursday. It's November 13th. It's 10 o'clock on the Eastern Seaboard. We've got a full day of fascinating guests that are sure to captivate your hearts and your mind. And we're going to start off. At about 11 o'clock, we're going to speak to three very, very talented Juilliard graduates, Harumi Sakiko and Mimi Furuya, and they're going to talk to us about their concert that is being held throughout the Hudson Valley, Westchester, of course, New York City, New Jersey, and Connecticut. And then if there's a little... Thank you. Well, that was Richard Thomas, the Vice President of the Mount Vernon City Council, and I'm going to pick up our next callers, and if we're lucky, it'll be the Furuya sisters, and we'll see if they are. Good morning, and thanks for your patience online.
Good morning.
Hello.
Oh, good,
this is
good morning.
Furuya sisters.
Is that... Oh, that's great. I mean, how are we going to tell you apart? You know, there's... do you pronounce it... Harumi or Sakiko and Mimi? Mimi was the easy one, but how do you pronounce Harumi, or is it Harumi?
Yeah, that's great. This is Harumi. You pronounce
okay.
It perfect.
Oh, great. So and Mimi, you made life simple for, you know, an Occidental who is not too familiar with Japanese. But this is really wonderful. How did you guys, well, first of all, we should tell everybody that you're in the midst of a 2014 full concert series that brings the beauty of your musicianship to the Hudson Valley in Westchester County and New York City and New Jersey and Connecticut. Did you always live in the United States, or did you attend Juilliard because of what you could learn there? And did you arrive in the United States to learn that?
Well, we came to the United States when we were young girls, and
okay.
We were in the San Francisco Bay Area for a while, and then because of my father's job, we moved to the New York area. And then because we were in the area, we auditioned for Juilliard. And so we were studying there from a young age. And all three of us went to Juilliard pre-college. And, yeah, and we've been playing together since a young age also. It's always fun to play with my sisters. and now we start our own...
No, go ahead.
And now we started our own concert series in the New York tri-state area in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. And we're playing 8 concerts altogether this fall 2014 season, which is our inaugural season. It's the first time we're actually doing everything from administration to publicity to ticketing, our own concerts. And so it's a lot of hard work because we have to do everything. But it's also gratifying because we get to have control over everything. And so we finished 4 of our concerts. Next Friday, the 21st, at 7:30 p.m., we're going to be performing at the Nyack Library Carnegie Room. And then on the 22nd, November 22nd, Saturday at 2:30, we're going to be playing at Yonkers Public Library at the Will Branch,
yes.
That's a interesting concert because it's for kids. We have a great discount for kids at $10, and for everybody else it's $25 discount concert. Everybody can buy tickets on our website at www.furuyasisters.com. That's spelled F as in Frank, U-R-U-Y-A, sisters.com. Everything is on our concerts page.
Yeah.
People can also call our box office at 914-200-3622. And they can buy tickets there online. Yeah. And on the day, the tickets are cash only, so that people know.
That really is amazing. How is it that as a family, one of you is a pianist, the other is a violinist, and the other is a cellist? Did you think about your future, or were those the disciplines in music that you evidently loved? And it just happens to be that you're all sisters. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear whoever was speaking.
Actually, I can't hear her. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Can you hear me? Now?
Yeah, she can.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
okay.
I can.
This is Sakiko. I'm the pianist.
Sakiko. Hi.
Yes. Yeah.
So, and what were you going to say?
Yeah, Harumi started violin at age 2, and that was my mother's choice. And so I was listening in when she was practicing, and I also wanted to play violin, but the teacher got sick. So my mother decided that I should do piano so I can accompany Harumi, my older sister.
Uh-huh.
So we started playing together.
And then
yeah,
and what
and
happened?
Then, yeah, well,
go ahead.
This is Mimi. I started violin,
yes.
And when I was 4, but I really didn't like my violin teacher. She was kind of mean, and she pulled my hair and stuff, and I really didn't like her. And then so when we came to live in San Francisco, my mother just heard there was a very good cello teacher around, so I didn't even know what a cello looked like at that point, but because the teacher was supposed to be nice, I started to play cello and at age 7, and I really liked it right away, so I stuck with the cello, and it was great because we were all playing different instruments, and so that we can play chamber music together. Yeah, my sister Sakiko started at piano at age 7 also. So,
but
yeah,
you,
when we
it,
were...
It,
mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't mean...
Oh, no. Oh, so when we were finally at Julia pre-college together, we heard the recording, legendary recording of Yasha Heifetz playing the Mendelssohn and Tchaikovsky trio. We had a CD.
Yes.
Yeah, and we really liked it, and so we decided to play together, and that's why we decided to start doing chamber music at Juilliard. And So, well, we've always played together, I guess. Yeah.
That's beautiful. That's a beautiful story. It's a beautiful evolution. I wanted to ask you, Mimi, then,
yes.
At the age of 7 is when you took up the cello. Isn't that an unbelievably large instrument for a 7-year-old?
How
did you handle it?
Yeah, well, it was, yes, I guess for cello, people start later because it's big, but I've known some people who even started when they're 5, and I think that's amazing, but yeah. Yeah, well, I started on a half size, which was even a little bigger for me. But, yeah, it was a little big. But then I think it's actually good to start on not such a small instrument because you get used to the cello. And even on violin, my sister said it's better not to start, like, on a 1/16. Better to start on a 1/8 or something. Yeah, it's to adjust your body to the instrument. So I got used to it in time, and it was I felt it's very natural to play on the cello, so I liked it right away. Yeah.
That's amazing. That's really amazing. And so you've been working together, you know, through your life, but and then at Juilliard is when you became, in a sense, you started playing the chamber music together, and
yes.
And was that like a in a sense, that drove you toward the performances that you've come to do. I mean, I think it's exciting. It's exciting that you're doing the marketing and you're doing the press release, but you're performing as well, and that must open up new places for people to hear your work.
Yeah.
Right. This is Harumi here.
Yes.
It's been really exciting because this is the first time that we, or actually any other classical musicians, are actually doing everything like the marketing, publicity, and it's really new for us, the publicity marketing part. And so it's been a challenge. I've never done this before, but it also gives me opportunity to contact new people like you, Hezi. And
yeah.
You know, otherwise I would never have had a chance to contact new people. And the press people in the press for publicity, they have been really kind. You're a great example and very responsive. And so it's nice to be able to meet new people in the press, but also the public that we get, a lot of strangers. Mm-hmm. It's actually mostly strangers who come to our concerts and not really our people, like our friends or people we know. So we go to, you know, concerts in every location, you know, in Connecticut, Long Island, Manhattan, and Westchester. Even in Westchester, you know, we live here, but mm-hmm. we meet completely new people, and they're very nice people. They have come across our concert series somewhere on the internet or on the paper that we put up or flyers.
Yeah.
And so we actually get to meet new, really nice people. So that's been really exciting.
Yeah.
Harumi, I saw that you have this beautiful poster which has your photo as one of three birds, and I guess all three of you have a different depiction by a bird. So by looking at that photo, Harumi, are you the tallest one of the sisters?
No, that was a hard decision because we adopted that early on as a...
She's the shortest one.
Oh, you're kidding.
Not too much shorter, but I am the shortest, and I am not the thinnest. But that bird looked the most serious with the glasses. I don't have glasses on, actually, but for some reason, the atmosphere of the bird, not the height or the thinness,
matches.
But it's really beautiful. It's very intriguing to see all three of you represented by these very, very these birds, and they seem to have, I don't know, they're thinking, and they seem talented to me. I mean, I saw that and I said,
I didn't think about that.
Very talented. Maybe,
no, I saw that you adopted that picture in your Yonkers Tribune article, and we got a kick out.
Yeah.
So it's really very nice. Well, you know what? Let's entertain the people with one of the pieces that you've allowed us to be able to play on the show, and so this is the Mozart piano. It's where you play Mozart in C major, and it's all three of you and playing. And then we'll come back and then just review the music, and also how you use the music to reach out to new audiences, because I think that'll be really interesting. So if you can wait a while, we're going to play. It's about 6 minutes long, but I think it'll captivate everyone to hear the sound that you all present. So listen in.
Okay. Thank you.
Welcome back. This is Westchester on Level. You've just heard the Furuya sisters perform the Mozart Piano Trio in C major, and the sisters are Harumi, Sakiko, and Mimi Furuya, and this is one of the pieces that is played throughout their concert series in every venue that they go to. And just to share with the three of you, I heard, of course, the music before, and I played it a few times before today's show. And because I've had the opportunity to talk to you, even though I can't visualize you on radio, it's just not, can't be done. But what's interesting is that I heard the conversation that each of you had on the phone and the talking, but then I heard your musicality, and I heard that each one of you had a separate voice, a different voice. And I'm wondering if, because you're siblings and you have a close relationship, if that doesn't add another layer of complexity and depth to the expression of your music that might be missing, that I tend to believe has to be missing among other people that may perform the same music, a Mozart piano trio in C, for example, in C major, for example, who don't know each other that intimately. Do you sense a difference?
Well, I guess this is Sakiko, but we're very close,
yeah.
So we feel comfortable playing together, and so maybe it might sound more natural.
Yeah.
We like to play together because, well, we do everything together anyway, but...
Yeah.
But it sounds that you accommodate each other and you give room. The music
yes.
also tends to allow one to join together in celebration
yes.
of the music, but at the same time it allows each individual to have their say. And yet,
yeah, that's exactly
it's
true.
Like a conversation.
Yeah. We actually we try not to accommodate too much because then I mean we when we rehearse we try to do what each of us want to do, then it even works better because when we try to accommodate too much, then we it gets a little restrained. So I mean we of course try to accommodate each other, but we also try to do what we want to very naturally, so then things tend to even flow better, I think.
Yeah, it's funny because I feel like I can express myself better when I actually play with my sisters, which is funny rather than playing solo. Because they
Well, I think that's a comfort. That's a comfort level that is just beautiful to arrive at, because there are few places that people feel the freedom.
Yes.
That's very very that's beautiful. And even though this is like Mozart, which to a lot of people is like anathema to their mind and to their music repertoire, you know, do you find that there is a thirst for Mozart? And you also perform Kreisler and Mendelssohn. Do you find that there is a want and a desire to know? Do people thirst for this music?
This is Harumi. Yeah, Mozart, people take it really naturally. We begin our program this season with Mozart. And it's very straight classical. And I like when we perform, we really feel what the audience is feeling. And the audience doesn't know that. We also sort of see what the audience is doing with a side vision. But we really feel like the audience really takes it naturally, like, you know, and they really like Mozart a lot. Of course, they like the Kreisler. The next piece is more exciting piece by the violinist Fritz Kreisler. It's actually a wacky piece. I mean, it doesn't sound straight classical, so people are surprised. And Mendelssohn is a romantic, you know, it's a great piece, and people love it too. They love every piece a little differently. Mozart, people just take it very easy. So, yeah.
It's interesting because we created a commercial for the Yonkers Tribune. In the background, we have Mozart. We have Mendelssohn. And so it's just a great commercial. It talks about what we do here, but Mendelssohn is in the background, and I thought it was terrific. And people comment about it because they like the music. Which is wonderful.
Right. Interesting.
I'm wondering if is there an educational focus because of your background from a Japanese family to delve into music, particularly classical music? Because in Asia, there seems to have been, in the last 25 years, I don't know if it's only 25 years, it's just that the West has learned of the interest in classical music in Japan and in China, in Korea, that has overwhelmed the West by the love for this classical music. Is there an emphasis on that sort of music in Japan, or did that come into San Francisco as well?
Actually, yes, this interest in classical music in Asia, there is actually a great deal of interest. And I don't know if it's longer than 25 years or not, but that sounds right. I don't know how it happened, but, you know, when we went to the Juilliard School, it was filled with Asian people, Jewish people.
It was mostly Korean people.
Yeah, Korean, not too many Japanese.
Yeah.
So
I guess, maybe.
It's just interesting because of the different, I guess, traditions of people. And there's a difference between the Japanese and the Chinese and the Koreans, of course. But I'm wondering if there's also something in the sound, in the ability for the Asian ear to hear that we have somehow lost in the West, or maybe it's just because we're not playing as much, we're not familiar with the classical artists of old. I mean, people love Beethoven and Mozart, and
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's
When we grew up in Japan, the music was quite important in elementary school.
Yeah.
And practically everybody I knew was taking music lessons. So that would encourage the whole everybody to do classical music. Yeah, everybody was doing classical music. If you didn't, people would kind of look down on you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So that was part of the discovery of music. And they say music also somehow massages the mind and its thinking process.
Right.
And it's a very interesting, it's an interesting aspect of the learning process because it does assist in the thinking, which is fascinating as well.
Yeah.
Before we go, and again, my apology to starting a little bit late with you today. It wasn't intended for sure, because I respect your work and respect you. I was wondering if you could tell us again, how do people, first of all, tell us again about the upcoming concerts and where do people go to find out more about the other concerts?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. The next big concert in Westchester is the Yonkers concert at the Yonkers Public Library next Saturday on November 22nd. It's a matinee concert at 2:30 p.m. This is a Grinton I. Will Branch, 1500 Central Park Avenue in Yonkers. And that's a great discount concert for everybody because it's only $25 for full-length, high-quality, a real chamber music concert, professional length, and $10 for children under 18. So that's we wanted to make a great deal for families with children. All the concerts, upcoming concerts and the past concerts, everything is available on our website, www.furuyasisters.com, and that's F as in Frank, U-R-U-Y-A, sisters.com. If you click on concerts page or if you click on the birdie logo, you will get there.
Uh-huh.
And from
Absolutely.
There, you can go to concert schedule and buy tickets online. Many people have been buying tickets online to reserve seats in advance, and so you don't have to line up on the day of the concert. And people have been happy doing that. So the website is the best place, the most comprehensive place. You might see flyers up here and there or newspaper listings, but if you go to our website and click on the birdie logo, you'll arrive and get all the information. We're also performing in Nyack the day before. That's just right across the bridge, Tappan Zee Bridge.
Right.
And that's a really nice little town. It's a cozy, nice little town. It even looks like Europe to me sometimes.
Yeah.
And the Carnegie Room, we're performing in the Andrew Carnegie Room. I think it was built by Andrew Carnegie back then. And that's next Friday, November 21st, and at 7:30 p.m. in the evening. And that offers the best discounts of the season for seniors and students, $20.50 in advance, online and at the door. It's $22. For other regular adults, it's $22.50 online in advance purchase on our website. Actually, it's the Nyack Library website, but you can go through our website. And at the door, it's $25. And that's a nice, cozy venue. And that concert is going to be live streamed globally. So that will be exciting. That's the only season concert this season that will be live streamed. And
that's amazing.
And then we have two more concerts in New Jersey in December, in Tenafly and Aramis.
You know what's interesting as well is I saw that when I went to your website, you had an unbelievable repertoire of CDs that are available, different music. You had Bach and Schumann and Beethoven, Rachmaninoff, so many. And it's just really nice. And I see pictures of you, which is nice. It's really beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So I think this is wonderful. Well, I appreciate your time, and I hope that we speak again. I hope we don't lose touch, and wish you much success. And I don't know, well, when you go on stage, do they wish you to break a leg as they do in the theater, or is there something else you want to say?
That's what somebody else told us the other day, just before going
on. Oh, yeah, because I don't know if that's appropriate, is it?
That's right.
Well, I wish you
thank you so much for having
us. No, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Just be well. It was nice meeting all of you, Harumi, Sakiko, and Mimi Furuya, the Furuya sisters. And just go to their page, and you'll find out more how you can enjoy next Saturday's performance at the Will Library. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 Bye. Well, there we have it, folks. It's really interesting. The Furuya sisters, you heard a little bit of their music. And again, their website is Effis and Frank, Furuya Sisters, FuruyaSisters.com. And you'll be able to search the site. You'll hear about their concerts and their upcoming events. And you could also purchase tickets. And you'll learn that Mimi plays the cello, Sakiko the piano, Harumi the violin, and you'll just remember the last name, which makes life very easy. So you'll learn about three artists with one name, Furuya, and therefore the Furuya sisters. So it really very, very, very much fun. I think you'll enjoy it. And then you'll see the pictures and those cartoonish bird characters, which are there. And so you'll see why it's all there. You know what I forgot to ask them, which is very interesting? Evidently, Joan Fontaine had gone to one of their performances, and she's quoted as saying, "Very talented ladies and deserve universal recognition." I think you got an understanding of that when we played the Mozart trios the piano trio in C major by Mozart. So you get an understanding of that. And then Rhonda Fleming, she called their performance literally beautiful performances. And Olivia de Havilland, if you remember, she called it so proficient. It's just really quite beautiful. They've earned a place in the world, and with just, oh, I didn't even read this. Gyorgy Zsandor, the pianist, he said that he called their work a superior talent. This is like unbelievable when you think of the accolades that these women have earned. Wow. And this is, in a sense, what I was, Harvey Zontag said, "Your performance tonight was amazing. Your music took me to an even more beautiful place than Steinway Hall." Those are the people who have the pianos, make the pianos. "Believe me, Mendelssohn is your best friend. Please keep on playing with such passion and beauty." That's what I hear in their music, the passion, the ability to meld their craft together into one voice, and yet at the same time, there's that sensitivity to the individual, and wow, just unbelievable, just unbelievable. So, oh my God, this is just great. And they've certainly worked with many people in the past. Haley Mills, the actress, and Debbie Reynolds, another actress, Lauren Bacall, who we recently lost. Oh, my goodness, Jacques Chirac, president of France. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness, look at this. Oh, and His Majesty King Don Juan Carlos of Spain, no less. Oh, this is absolutely breathtaking. Well, I guess if you're in that realm, you too can consider. Oh, I can't believe it. His Majesty King Carl XVI Gustav of Sweden. I don't know, these women have been all over the place. Even the Duke of Edinburgh, his Royal Highness Prince Philip, has commented. Oh my goodness, I tell you, this is unbelievable. Oh, and listen to this. Their Royal Highnesses, Prince William and Prince Harry. It goes back in time that Prince William and Prince Harry have asked me to thank you for your letter and CD. Your reasons for writing as you did are greatly appreciated, and their Royal Highnesses are grateful for you to taking the trouble. And Prince William and Prince Harry have asked me to send you their best wishes. I mean, is that unbelievable or what? Oh, my goodness. Well, these women have been all over the place. Oh, and I love hearing it's so interesting because some of the people that they've known or have interacted with write in French and others write in Spanish. And, oh, my God, Cavaco Silva, the president of Portugal, but he wrote in English. And, this is the best. The ultimate, Yasha Heifetz's son, Jay Heifetz, said, if you need photography, I'm your man. Best wishes. That's amazing. So it's really cool. Just really fascinating. What a long list of people that, that have been in there, which is interesting. Wow. Okay, well, it sounds really terrific. So I hope you guys will become engaged. Now, we'll move away from there and we'll play our piece, the one about the Yonkers Tribune, so you can hear a little bit of Mendelssohn. And let me just see, because we have a few of them, a few. Here's the Mendelssohn version. Listen to this.
The Yonkers Tribune, named Home of the Acid-Tongued Bloggers by the New York Times, is a multifaceted news organization dedicated to keeping the citizens of Yonkers and Westchester informed via the internet and radio. Hezzy Aris is the tireless publisher, editor, and radio host of the Yonkers Tribune. He is a balding, bearded gnome, equipped with a digital camera and a stenopad at all times. Hezzy is frequently spotted in local meetings, translating the events into a Baroque prose style with an infusion of well-mannered outrage. The Yonkers Tribune attracts an informed, well-educated, affluent audience who hungers to know more about politics in all its permutations and nuances. Politics, says Hezzy, is our forte. Advertising inquiries are always welcome. Please call Hezzy Aris at 914-562-0834 or send an email to ehezi@hush.com.
Well, that was as close as we could get to these wonderful sisters. I want to play for you.